Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert, www.thecashgiftingexpert.com, www.thecashgiftingexpert.com. If you haven't been to my site yet, go read up on my story. Today's Q box, excess. 95% to 97% of you listening to my voice right now don't have it, so you need to give this Q box all of your attention. You probably just got finished reading my newsletter, and then I sent you over here for part two. I already talked about how the world's wealth is controlled by roughly 3 to 5% of the people. I'm in that 3 to 5%. You're not. 95 to 97% of you listening to my voice right now, you're not in that 3 to 5%. That's why you're here reading this stuff, listening to this stuff. Now, I said something very strong in the beginning of that newsletter. I said that if you're not in that 3 to 5%, then basically you're getting controlled by that 3 to 5%. If you're in that 95 to 97%, you're getting controlled by the 3 to 5%. What do I mean by that? If you're someone that cannot buy a car cash when you want one, if you can't buy a house cash when you want one, if whatever it is that you want to do that the average person usually uses financing for, you're leasing it, financing it, whatever it is, if you're paying in installments, you're using a credit card, whatever it is, because you can't afford to just pay for it, you are being controlled by that 3 to 5%. How are you being controlled? Well, when you need that loan, who's setting the terms? That 3 to 5%. The bank is setting the terms. If you got a rich family member that you usually go to when you need help, you don't have enough money, you need to borrow some money, if they set some terms, hey, you have to pay me back in a week. You have to pay me back in a month. I need my money back in 2 months. And maybe they want some interest on top of that or whatever you work out with them. But basically, they're setting the terms, and you have to agree to it. Why? Bottom line, they have the money, you don't. They're in control. They set the terms. They're rich, you're not. That's the bottom line, cut and dry. They're going to set the terms because you need them. It's not the other way around. You need the bank. The bank does not need you, and they know that. So they are going to set the terms. Even if it's a family member or a friend that you go to, they're your bank at that point. The bank is going to set the terms. You need them. They don't need you. Cut and dry. That's the bottom line of it. Now, rich are going to get richer, poor are going to get poorer, and that's because of the decisions that are being made. Now, just to go into that a little deeper, why are the rich still going to get rich? Well, it's the old saying, those who have much and they take care of what they have, they are going to be given more. Why? They can be trusted with it, right? Excuse me. These are people who have proven that, number one, they can take a little bit of money and grow it into a lot of money. They can maintain it and grow it even larger. They make good decisions with money, assets, whatever they have. They have a lot, they can take care of it, and they can grow it into more and show other people how to do it. So because of that, naturally, they are going to be given more. Now, if you're someone who's poor, and you're poor because of the decisions that you're making, not because no one gave you a shot, don't even use that excuse. You're poor because of the decisions that you're making. You're making bad financial decisions. You cannot be trusted with money. You don't have a lot, and you're not going to have a lot because you continue making bad decisions with the money that you have. You can't be trusted with it because you haven't proven that you can be given anything and grow it into anything. You know, you're making bad decisions, so less is going to be given to you, right? You are a risk. You go to a bank, they do a credit check on you, and they see that you've been given a shot at some point, but you made a lot of mistakes, right? Made a lot of bad decisions. So you cannot be trusted to be given a lot of credit to, right? Showing that you can take that and grow it into something much more, and that you have the ability to repay. You don't have that. So rich are going to get richer. The poor are going to get poorer, and that's the bottom line. It all boils down to not you not being given a shot. It's the decisions that you're making. And growing up, you know, me, no one ever taught me growing up about excess. No one ever said, listen, you know, make sure that you have way more than what you need. No one didn't, you know, they didn't teach me about being an entrepreneur and having millions of dollars, you know, just laying around in the bank. And because of that, now you don't really have to focus on you and your bills every 30 days. You can focus on helping other people. When other people are in need, you can go and help them. You can make sure that other people have, and you don't have to run around and chase money, and, you know, you can take care of your family, so forth and so on. No one else, you know, no one taught me that. People taught me the same thing they taught you. Hey, get a job, okay, so that you can be independent. And then if your job isn't paying enough and you run into some financial trouble, then go and get a second job. If you get into trouble still, then go and get a third job. You know, just work more hours and you'll make more money, and then you can afford more installment payments, right, on your car, on your house, on this and that. That's what I was taught, which usually the 95 to 97%, that's what they're taught. But see, the 3 to 5%, right, if you start off, if you're lucky and you start off in that 3 to 5%, right, your parents teach you something very different. They teach you about excess. Why? Because you grew up in it. You grew up in excess. You always have more than what you needed. When everyone else was told the story, well, listen, I can't buy that toy for you today because you got to wait till I get paid, and maybe after I pay the bills, because I'm already behind 2 months, maybe there'll be some left over for me to buy that for you. Maybe there'll be some money left over at the end of the month. We can go to the movies. Maybe there's going to be some money left over. Maybe I can, you know, juggle something around and we can go on vacation or something like that. See, people who grow up in that 3 to 5%, they don't hear things like that. They hear yes, 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 yes. And because of that, they don't grow up with a poverty conscience. They grow up with that success consciousness that there is enough to go around. I'll always have more than what I need. And so, naturally, the people who don't have look at these individuals as being jerks, or they're greedy. They brag and they boast because they always have, and they don't really know what it's like not to have. That's not necessarily the case. They may know what it is not to have, because if they have parents who didn't just fall ass backwards into money, but they started off in poverty and took something and turned it in, you know, took nothing, turned it into something, right? Now they have, and they don't want their children to go through that. So now their children are growing up in that excess, but those parents are teaching their children, listen, it wasn't always like this. You need to know the other side. But at the same time, they teach their children, always have more than what you need. Here's an example. Talked about my newsletter how, you know, today is the first of the month, right? July 1st. More than likely, 95 to 97% of you probably don't even have your rent money to pay rent today, right? You're probably like way behind, or your mortgage, whatever, you know. The reality is that with 99% of the world, bills are usually due on the first. So you probably don't even have all the money to pay all your bills on time this month. You're probably 2 to 3 months behind. So you got to juggle some things around. You're trying to find out who's going to get paid first, you know, who you can take less of a penalty from. Because if you don't pay on time, then some interest is going to be added on. Right, some kind of penalty, something gets cut off and you got to pay a reconnection fee. You know, that's the penalty for being poor, right? But see, I didn't have to worry about that. I usually, and I don't even have a lot of bills because, you know, the majority of everything I have, it's paid for in full. So I don't have installment payments on things that I have, right? But some things you're going to have to pay every month because it's not something that you just pay up front for the year. It's on a use basis. So you're going to have to pay every month, right? But see, bills that I have like that, you know, as soon as the invoice come in, and usually the invoices come 10 days to 14 days ahead, right, I pay them as soon as they come in. They come in today, they're paid tomorrow. So my bills were paid 10 to 14 days ago for July 1st. No stress, no hassle, no worry, not, you know, running around trying to scrape up stuff to pay someone. You know, I don't have to figure out who's going to get paid first. I'm not juggling anything. And for the month of June, I pulled in over $360,000, right? But at the same time that $360,000 came in, it wasn't money that I needed. It's just extra. It's money that's just laying there. I don't even have to touch it. I don't need to touch that money that I made last month for June to pay anything for July. It's all gravy. It's all excess. I don't need to touch it. And this is what I'm talking about with you. Right now, I know that you're someone who doesn't even focus on excess. That's why you're broke. You need to be focused on having way more than what you need. So many of you right now are broke because you're just focused on, I got to get up and go to work in the morning because I got to pay rent, I got to pay the mortgage, I got to pay my child's school tuition, I got to pay my cable bill, I got to pay my water bill, I got to pay my light bill, I got to pay my insurance, I got to pay this, I got to pay that. And you're focused on, like, exact amounts. If I go to work this week and if I work overtime and I work this amount of hours, I'll have this amount of money and I'll be able to pay, you know, these certain bills that I have lined up right here. It's like that's all you're focused on. You're not focused on any excess. Let me tell you what you need to be focused on. Right now, if your bills are, let's say, $5,000 a month, just for starters, you need to be focused on $10,000 a month. That means all your bills are paid $5,000 and you got $5,000 left over that's just laying in the bank. Now, add that up, right? If you did that starting at the beginning of the year and you didn't touch that money, you would have an extra $60,000 just laying in the bank that you don't even have to touch. Why? Because if you got that residual $10,000 coming in every month, if it's like predictable, it's guaranteed, five of it you already know is paying bills. The extra five you don't even have to touch. It's just laying there. But see, this is something that I'm saying is for starters. It's for starters. I'm like way past that now. That was like 12 years ago. I used to think like that. I used to think like, man, the magic number was $10,000. Then after that became boring, it was like, okay, 20, 25, 30, 50, you know. Then I jumped up to six figures. Okay, 100. Actually, the first time I made six figures in a month, it was about $160,000-something. That turned into over $200,000. $200,000 turned into $430,000-something. You see what I'm saying? And it's like now, once you start making those kind of figures on a monthly basis, how in the hell can you even go back? You can't. You can't go back. How are you going to make $400,000, $450,000 and then go back to $90,000? You can't. And see, when you focus on having more than what you need, because let me tell you something. I don't care what anybody tells you about, oh, well, that's being greedy. And, you know, there is no such thing as having too much money. And I'm going to give you the perfect example right now. You're probably someone, excuse me, you're probably someone right now, maybe you got a great job, you make some decent money, you know, and maybe you're in that small percentage that budgets your money well, so you've been able to save some. And maybe at some point you saved about, let's just say you saved about $10,000, $15,000, right? And you thought you had something, you know, you thought, you know, yeah, I'm better than the guy next to me or that lady next to me. I'm better than them because, you know, they're talking about how they're struggling, but, hey, you know, I got a job, and, yeah, I'm paying bills like everyone else, but, you know, I got an extra $10,000, $15,000 in the bank, so I'm not really hurting. You know, you think that you got some prosperity, but you really don't. Here's why. You got a family member or two who get in the jam, and they call you, and they give you a sob story, and it sounds really good, and the nice person that you are, the big, kind-hearted person that you are, you want to help these people, right? So now that 15 grand that you had drops to 10, right, because you loaned out 5. You want to help these people, right? Then all of a sudden, your car breaks down. You got to get your car fixed, right? So you put 3,000, 4,000 into that. Now you're down to about 7 grand, 6 grand, right? Then something else comes up. You got to throw 2 grand at that. You see where I'm going with this? So now when you had 10 or 15, now you're back down to maybe an extra 2,000 in the bank, 3,000 in the bank. I know a lot of you right now are listening to this and you're saying, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been there and done that, and now I'm trying to, you know, get my capital back up. I'm trying to get my savings back up. This has happened to like 99% of the people who actually are in a position where they have a great job and they can budget correctly and save money and things like that. This is the whole reason why you need to be focused on excess money. And when I say excess, I'm talking about gobs and gobs and gobs of excess money. I'm not talking about an extra $10,000 or extra $20,000. I'm talking about huge amounts of excess money. Now, let's just talk about for a minute these people who say, well, like in my newsletter, I talked about, you know, someone who might say, well, why does this guy or this lady need to make $600 million in a year? I mean, how are you even going to spend all that money? You don't need all of that. And then when they see people like this, because they think that the world owes them something. These are the people who think, oh, I was never given a shot, and I grew up poor, and this and that, and all of these excuses. And then they see people who have this excess, and they think, well, this guy just needs to give it to me. You know, it shouldn't even be a loan. He should just give it to me. Or this lady, they should just give it, especially family members. You know, they really think like that, right? Think that everybody owes them something. Or if somebody in the family gets rich, then all of a sudden, oh, they should just do it because we're family. No, that person worked their ass off to get where they are. You didn't. They made better decisions. You didn't. And just because they got rich doesn't mean they owe you anything. Now, if they have a big heart and they want to help you, that's something different. But they don't owe you anything. And if you're somebody walking around with this kind of attitude, that's why you're broke. That's why you don't have anything. And if you don't change your mindset, you never will. But again, just going back to these people who think this way, right? Why does someone need to have $600 million? The reason why someone needs to have that $600 million, because for a few reasons. Number one, usually people who have that much money, right, who have discipline and people who have good character, they usually spread a lot of that money around, right? They give money in charity because they don't really have to focus on paying their bills because paying their bills is a joke, right? So they can focus on other people, helping other people. They can give a lot of money away to charities, right? They can take care of their family well. They can set up trust funds for their children. Just like me, I have children, and any other children that I have in the future, every one of them is a walking trust fund to me, right? I love my children. I don't want my children to struggle when they get older like I had to, right? So I look at my children, and everyone that I have, I say, listen, these are walking trust funds. Right? So I can never have too much money because that money, any money coming in, excess money coming in besides everything else that I'm doing, I'm looking at money going into each one of those trust funds. And as my children are growing up, I'm teaching my children to be disciplined with money, to be responsible with the money, and how to help others with the money, how to grow the money, so that when I'm dead and gone, this thing is perpetuated. This is why you can never have too much money. What if something happens? You know what? When you get a lot of money, one thing that people who don't have any, they don't realize, is that when you start making a lot of money, your problems don't go away. And I talked about this in another Q-Box. Your problems don't go away. You actually just get better quality problems. Like, let's say you have some huge company, but your company, for whatever reason, takes a dip, right? When your company used to make $300, $400 million a year, your stock goes down because some other company comes out with better technology, whatever it is, or some kind of new information. Your stock takes a dip, and then all of a sudden, your company gets cut in half, and you just lost $150 to $200 million. Now, here's the upside to that. Number one, you got some excess, and yeah, it's really painful. That stings to lose $150 million, $200 million, right? But here's the upside to it. What problem would you rather have? Would you rather be worth $400 million, right, and have a better quality problem of, like, losing $200 million? I mean, how many people can really say that, oh, I lost $200 million in a stock market today, but I'm still rich? Versus someone saying, well, you know, I'm trying to find out how I can pay my rent this month, you know, and plus I'm already behind a couple of months, and, you know, I'm in debt, you know, $20,000. You see where I'm going with this? Think about that. What problem would you rather have? But see, even someone who's rich can have a bad day or a bad week or a bad month financially, and if you don't focus on having excess and you just get caught up into numbers where, oh, you think you really have something. You know, going back to the person who maybe have saved $10,000 or $15,000 and all of a sudden you're wiped out, this is why you need to constantly focus on excess. You can never have too much money. You never know what's going to happen in the future. You can be wiped out overnight. Your savings can be wiped out overnight. Focus on having excess so paying bills is a joke, so that you can focus on helping others, so that you can focus on growing larger and larger and larger amounts of money, so that if anything ever happens on a rainy day, you can sit back and you can laugh at it. This is Q, the cash gifting expert. Go out and get you some excess ASAP. www.thecashgiftingexpert.com. Take care.